For centuries, it's been believed that single women were the ones who were lost. They were called old maids or unclaimed blessings, and worse. They were thought to be the most poorly adjusted and miserable people in the society, and therefore they were subjected to much painful ridicule. Actually, research shows that it's the single man who's often out of kilter. Though there are numerous exceptions, and let's make that clear, an unmarried young man is far more likely than the single woman to be an alcoholic, a drug user, or a convicted criminal. Landlords are often reluctant to rent an apartment to him. Banks prefer not to loan him money, and he pays a huge premium for car insurance. He's often hot-tempered and impulsive, and he typically earns less money than the single woman and is more likely to move aimlessly from job to job. But when a man marries and commits himself to a wife and children, most of these social liabilities disappear. He has a reason to live responsibly, to work hard, and to save for the future. Instead of pandering to his own sensual desires, he postpones gratification and sacrifices for those who depend on him. What a woman does for a man, then, is to harness his sexual energy and to focus it on protecting and providing for a family. That's why he needs her even more than she needs him.